This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
How to ask certain questions to figure out which older people are at risk to getting swindled out of their money. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, all of us are following the 18-year-old gunman at the school west of San Antonio who killed 21 people yesterday, 19 of them little kids, elementary students. With President Biden last night calling on Congress to stand up to gun rights lobbyists, there's fresh data this month on the financial power of that lobby. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Groups such as the National Rifle Association and Gun Owners of America outspend those that advocate for new statutory limits on gun sales and ownership. That's according to figures compiled by Open Secrets, a nonprofit that tracks the flow of money in American politics. For example, in the 2020 election cycle, the National Rifle Association spent $2.2 million in direct lobbying. Its political action committee received nearly $19 million. Super PACs can run issue-focused campaign advertising. In the same year, the organization Every Town for Gun Safety, which advocates for gun control, spent about half as much on lobbying. Its own political action committee came close, but was still a bit behind the NRA's. It received more than $16 million. And in the last two decades or so, gun rights groups have spent $190 million on lobbying efforts, more than six times the amount spent by groups advocating for gun control. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The pandemic period had investors buying up the stocks of firearms makers. Smith & Wesson's stock has more than doubled since March of 2020. Storm & Ruger is up 25% during the period. Vista Outdoor up 20%. The stock market this morning, S&P futures are little changed. NASDAQ futures are up 0.1%. Dow futures are down slightly 18 points. In a special report we did here before pandemic called Brains and Losses, I explored new science suggesting how aging can make some of us more susceptible to financial exploitation. Now there's news of a tool developed by researchers at Cornell and the University of Pennsylvania that helps social workers, Adult Protective Services, figure out quickly whether a person is able to make informed choices about a range of risks, including money scams. The system trains social workers to ask questions that get at three areas. Does the person understand the danger in general? Do they appreciate they may themselves be at risk? And do they have the reasoning capacity to protect themselves? Here with more is one of the researchers who developed the tool, Dr. Mark Lax, Chief of Geriatrics at Weill Cornell Medicine and Director of Geriatrics at New York Presbyterian. Dr. Lax, great to reconnect.
Nice to be back, David.
And so what you have is this Interview for Decisional Abilities, IDA. And, you know, it can't be too complex, right? The person is in the field.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the Cornell Penn IDA is intended not to replace a formal psychiatric evaluation, but it's intended to determine if there's a concern, if there's difficulty whereupon this could be kicked upstairs, if you will, for someone to make a formal assessment.
So the first set of questions would be, are you aware that people can completely rip an older person off?
That is correct. So in the training, we actually have a financial example in which an older man, widowed, lonely, has gotten involved in sort of a May-December romance. Do you realize that there's a situation in which older people can have their money taken and be preyed upon? Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I saw that on 60 Minutes or 2020. He has a general understanding. Do you think this could be happening to you? Appreciation. Well, I did notice that there have been withdrawals from my checking account, and I I let my new girlfriend use my ATM card and say, use it for groceries. But I've noticed now that larger amounts are disappearing. So there too, it's a reasonable example that there's a personal appreciation. And then reasoning would be the third step. How do you think we could mitigate this? And the answer might be a trusted adult child or an attorney who could handle these matters. That's a reasonable plan as opposed to saying, this person I've known for a few weeks loves me deeply and I don't need a plan because this is not happening to me.
But you've written a book about the following. You've thought a lot about this. It's not the Adult Protective Services person's job or even your job as a geriatrician to stop people from doing what they want with their resources, as long as their brain is working reasonably.
That is correct. I am in the business of honoring patient preferences. And if people have the cognitive ability to make those decisions, they can. Now, look, I've been accused, that we're discriminating against older people. After all, younger people have a right to make decisions. Why aren't we going after them? I believe this tool might be useful in younger patients with other kinds of mental illness that's impairing decision-making ability. But I will tell you, David, that getting old can be hard, but getting old without money is really hard. And there's a huge amount of data that suggests that these social forces in medicine, food insecurity, poverty, really overwhelm what I do as a physician. And so my job becomes much harder when the horse has left the barn, if you will.
Left the barn when their money's been taken already. Mark Lax, Chief of Geriatrics and Palliative Medicine at Cornell Weill Medicine and Director of Geriatrics at New York Presbyterian Healthcare System, with a new way for social workers to more quickly evaluate the cognitive functioning of older people. Mark, thanks.
David, thank you. And thanks for shedding a light on this incredibly important topic that's really been overlooked.
Now, he says this new Interview for Decisional Abilities training takes up to 20 hours of individual study, plus live training with instructors, plus practice in the field. You can search Brains Losses Marketplace, and you can stream my original audio doc about aging and financial vulnerability, if that's useful to you. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.